Hi, this is a dictation for Donald Turner, D-O-N-A-L-D-T-U-R-N-E-R. Date of service is 6/30/2025. Date of birth 7/3/81. Date of accident is 12/22/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was involved in an automobile accident in a head-on collision as a restaurant driver. On the driver's side, the impact had caused him various symptoms that have been alleged to have happened. The patient allegedly had been suffering from headaches, mostly to the right and left temple, with dizziness, blurred vision, and no other symptoms of TBI. But the pain syndrome affected him on the left side of the neck, left shoulder, and lower back pain, and left knee pain, and left ankle pain. Some pain in the left elbow was reported. Patient has had various MRIs and is being treated conservatively. He has been advised about injection treatment for epidural injection for lumbar times 4 and cervical times 2, but the patient has refused to give any consent, and he also do not want any injections nor spinal cord stimulation device or any surgical consultation. He reports of sleeping 3 to 4 hours and mood is terrible, and he is panicky, depression, and he is in a mood swing. Currently is not working. The blood pressure is 157 over 102, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. Please review the records for ADLs, for system review, addition, as well as substance abuse and compliance. And the physical examination will be similar to previous visit of 5/30/2025. Patient number is 0531-005. The patient is advised to continue the medications. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Acipex 20 mg twice a day. For stomach protection, Flexeril was for muscle relaxation, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety relief and depression, Lidopro ointment for optical pain relief, Narco 7.5 mg, one pill a day for 15 days was provided. And patient is advised to continue physical therapy to the affected areas for the neck and the left shoulder. Once a week, as he has done sufficient amount of physical therapy with a maximum healing potential, a rehab potential maximum has been achieved. He is provided a limited light duty job for 8 hours, 6 days, PyCon lifting limit. Please get advice about the MRIs and also treatment that may bring in early healing. He has been found to have a herniated disc head from C2-3 to all the way to C6-7, as well as in the lumbar region. He has got L2-3, L3-4, L5-4, L5 disc herniations. In the right knee, patient has swelling in the superior lateral portion of the HOFA, HOFFA fat pad, but there are no other issues in the knee. In the left shoulder, the patient has a supraspinal, infraspinal, and subscapular stenosis. However, most of the pain has resolved. There is some pain if he is trying to do abduction. Other than he is doing physical therapy, he refuses to have any injections. His pain medication will be terminated after this visit, as well as we will be doing and we possibly will be discharging him from care. That's all we can do, we have done.